Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Alana, Miko, and Ellen with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the tiny outback town of Cooladdy is up for sale. Cooladdy is 800 kilometres or a 9-hour drive from Brisbane. Cooladdy is named after the Aboriginal word meaning black duck. The town was once a railway hub with a population of 270, but the area emptied when the sheep industry shrank. The current population is two, Carol and Joe, who are offering a rare real estate deal to buy the entire town for $400,000, which is less than the average price of a unit in Brisbane. This includes a four-bedroom home, post office, restaurant and motel, the Foxtrap Roadhouse. According to Carol, giant Jenga is a crowd favourite at this local watering hole.
Also in local news, a man has pleaded guilty to handling millions of dollars generated by an illegal tobacco network operating in Brisbane's northern suburbs. Malik Alamidi admitted in court on Friday to dealing with more than $4 million in cash linked to the illicit trade. He is scheduled to be sentenced on July 3rd. Investigators linked Alamidi to two Brisbane tobacconists, one in Burpengary and another in Strathpine, both of which had been raided by Queensland Health in the months prior to his arrest. Alamidi was arrested in Newcastle in December 2024 after leaving Brisbane in a hire car loaded with millions in cash connected to the operations. Police say the two stores were connected to a wider illegal tobacco operation, funneling large amounts of cash out of Queensland. In national news, the lead actress of the 2002 drama Rabbit Proof Fence, Evelyn Sampey, is considering legal action after she was pushed to the pavement by a police officer in Broome. Miss Sampey's mother had phoned police for assistance regarding a relative's aggressive behaviour. The situation escalated after police arrived with the relative on the ground handcuffed. It is alleged that Miss Sampey was attempting to get police officers off of her relative when another officer pushed the actress, causing her to hit her head on the pavement. Western Australia police claimed that Miss Sampey was hindering police as they were responding to an incident. The actress said she thought police responded inappropriately. WA police have charged Miss Sampey with two counts of obstructing public officers and possessing drug paraphernalia. She will appear before the Broome Magistrates Court on April 20.
In international news, ex-tropical cyclone Vaianu made landfall in New Zealand's North Island yesterday, causing floods, power outages and evacuations. The cyclone crossed near the coast near the Maketu Peninsula, southeast of Auckland. With destructive winds exceeding 130 kilometres, New Zealand authorities placed several regions under emergency declarations and issued red wind warnings. Hundreds of residents were forced to evacuate and over 5,000 homes lost power. The cyclone exited at Hawke's Bay in the evening and travelled out towards the South Pacific Ocean. And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That is all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.